want you to listen.
Then what?
Share it.
With?
Whoever you share with. Whoever you know, the people you're close to.
Ahmadinejad signs on as Dean of Students at Sarah Lawrence College. A fully leveled up video game character marvels at how far he's come. And the milk rushing through a jug handle is having the time of its life. If we didn't previously believe we were in the higher status position, seeing you planted there right now confirms it. This is the Onion Week in Review. This week, top executives from the U.S. financial sector announced they're about ready to ruin the world again. Representatives from all major banking and investment institutions said that more than enough time has passed since they last caused a major global economic meltdown and confirmed they're pretty much fully prepared to bring about a brand new worldwide financial crisis.
We feel like we've given people enough time to get comfortable again. Consumer spending has increased. Housing market has rebounded. So yeah, we're all set to go ahead and ruin the global economy again.
A new study released this week confirmed that pregnant women can drink one bottle of wine a day as long as their fetus can hold its alcohol. Medical researchers said while they once strongly cautioned expectant mothers from ever drinking alcohol, it's fine for them to drink up to 750 milliliters of wine per day if the unborn child can, quote, handle it without getting too tipsy.
Well, our studies have proven that as long as a fetus knows when to say when, a woman as far along as 7 or 8 months can have a full bottle of wine at night and be fine. Also, if your fetus has a high enough tolerance, you could throw in some mixed drinks, maybe even a few straight shots, no worries.
McDonald's announced this week that the company is considering franchising restaurants after being family-owned and operated for over 70 years. In a press conference Wednesday, company CEO Robert McDonald said that while the restaurant chain has long relied exclusively on McDonald family members to operate and serve food at their over 34,000 worldwide locations, they are slowly running out of relatives to fill new positions.
People have come to expect to walk into a McDonald's anywhere and see a McDonald there, whether it's Daniel McDonald in Grand Rapids, or Shock McDonald in Mumbai, or even my cousin, Hiratomo McDonald in Tokyo. Franchising will be a change, but people can still expect the same McDonald's family recipes that they've come to love.
And in local news, a kidnapping is going pretty smoothly. In other news, ecstatic American Indians praise the Lone Ranger for finally telling their story. Michelle Obama is seen outside walking the family rhinoceros, and a man refers to his trust fund as savings. You will now hear three gong strikes and a recitation of the great chant before being ushered to the hallowed garden.
Tim Jafar Kau Tapin Mawif Muif Taif Sem If Miniminit If Nibbit Hayat Nibbit Heninit Nibbit Jedifuit If Awit If Hasit Semawu Em Sa
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Every man in here, you got commitment issues? I've been there. Even been married, in fact. And somewhat prematurely, perhaps, it's better late than never. But if the first time's the charm, I pray the second time's better. Next time I let her prove she's a team player first, instead of rushing in backwards and expecting the worst. Because our time on this earth is too short, and maturity is knowing that what women want might not be what you thought. 2 ears and one mouth means we could all stand to do twice as much listening, and maybe long-term peace is worth the temporary grief of giving in. And in this world we're living in, being a man means controlling your sentiment, because there's nothing more important than doing everything you can to always be a gentleman. Because what's more attractive than class? And if she's with me, she don't touch her coat, doorknobs, nor pump gas. I give her the benefit of what my mother's upbringing has. And if you don't want to be treated with respect, then I'm sorry, I have to pass. Because it ain't no fun if you can't be spoiled. And the royal treatment is all I do. And I ain't never satisfied until every woman passing by wishes she was you. See, I am every man in here. I got the same limitations and the same fears. And I got masculine passion and masculine language, masculine problems and masculine anguish. But you'd have to be a man to see me in anger, because women only get to see me at my tamest, my mellowest. I prefer female company, but my fellas always receive fellowship. Still admit, the world is a lonely place when you ain't sitting across from a beautiful face. Maybe a little passion fruit and tangeray and some seafood hanging off your plate, and you trying to be charming to make her day, yet everything you say is sincere. I don't aspire to be perfect, but I aspire to be perfect for you. I am every man in here. Likewise, I want my daughters to feel endeared, and for my son, I want to be the perfect example, a father who also provides his woman with ample resources, and of course, it's easy to get all close and whisper something pleasing in your ear. But the challenge is to also be responsible, and I put that challenge to every man in here.
Maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Dói!
E machuquei, que, meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói, dói!
Oh, oi, 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 oi.
Protesters take to the streets in the Brazilian city of Rio, throwing rocks at police, setting fire to cars, and vandalizing buildings. Monday's demonstrations were the latest in a flurry of protests in the past 2 weeks over poor public services, police violence, and government corruption. The protests have gathered pace as Brazil is hosting the Confederations Cup, a dry run for next year's Football World Cup. Protesters have been angered by the billions in taxpayer money spent on new stadiums compared to the country's public services. And the violence hasn't just affected Rio. Protests have taken place in other cities, including São Paulo and the capital, Brasília.
Maltratei, sim, maltratei demais.
Dói!
E machuquei, que, meu coração que bate calado, que bate calado, que bate, bate.
Dói, dói,
dói! Oi, 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 oi.
Far from subsiding, the anger in Brazil has swelled. The largest demonstration so far, up to 100,000 people in the capital, Brasília. But the protest descended into violence. Activists attacked the police response. This protester says they weren't doing anything, but officers came at them on horses and with tear gas. Demonstrators lit fires and smashed windows at the Congress building, while police also used pepper spray to try to quell the multitude. Despite the more violent side to the demos, it's clear there is growing consensus of opinion. Several city leaders have accepted demands to revoke an increase in bus and subway fares, but that's not enough. Young and old have come together, angry at high taxes, inflation and corruption. People say they want more hospitals, schools, roads and police. Brazil has a growing economy, the World Cup and 2016 Olympics ahead. But as those events will portray a modern, developed country, many who live here argue the benefits will not filter down. And it's now that they need investment.
Majority of the packaged foods that we buy at the supermarket contain chemicals that are so bad for us, they're actually illegal in many other countries. That's according to a recently published book called Rich Food, Poor Food. A doctor and a nutritionist wrote it, and according to the authors, Mountain Dew is made with the same chemical used to disinfect swimming pools. Lab studies also show artificial blue color linked like in food. Oh, this is where I'm supposed to do the show and tell? Oh, I thought we were going to do it after the reporter. Mountain Dew. This has, I said I was going to start over there, but everything's confusing. This has brominated vegetable oil in it, Mountain Dew. And any colas that are really colorful, like if they're red or they're blue or like this is green, it probably has brominated vegetable oil because that allows the color to stick to the liquid. And it's bad for you. It's very bad for you, and you can't sell it in many countries. I was hoping we would get the number of countries in this script here. This is Fruit Loops, obviously one of America's best foods. And this blue number one and number two, they're banned in Norway, Finland, and France. And this shows that this blue number one and number two, that just caused brain cancer and inhibited my nerve cell development. Very concerned about it. And this, fat-free Pringles, comes flying out of your mouth as you speak. It contains olestra. That's something everybody made up. And it robs your body of vitamins and nutrients. So as you eat this deliciousness, you realize it's robbing your body.
Unauthorized disclosures of classified information have resulted in considerable debate fueled by incomplete and inaccurate information.
They're monitoring our calls and monitoring our emails, and we don't like it.
Is the NSA have the ability to listen to Americans' phone calls or read their emails?
No, they cannot and have not.
Does the technology exist at the NSA to flip a switch to listen to Americans' phone calls or read their emails?
No.
We need the answers. Can an NSA analyst listen, yes or no?
This authority does not, therefore, allow the government to listen in on anyone's telephone call, even that of a terrorist.
That's an important point. We can't make enough.
Is NSA spying or have you spied on American citizens?
We do not.
Does the NSA listen to the phone calls of American citizens?
We do not.
Does the NSA read the emails of American citizens?
Same answer, ma'am.
Does the NSA read the text messages of American citizens?
Again, we do not.
Does the government have a database with video data in it tracking movements of the American people?
No, ma'am.
Do you have recordings of all of our calls?
We're not allowed to do that, nor do we do that.
Investigating terrorism is not an exact science.
You know, the big question is, do you trust the government?
Oh, look at that ready position.
Uh-oh. If the IRS targeted conservatives, what's to stop the NSA from doing the same?
Come to Papa.
Well, we wonder about that.
Final question. What's next for Mr. Snowden?
Justice. You make me giggle. GOP support dissipating.
The GOP's clueless caucus.
House Republicans have made a strong statement.
Passed this bill restricting abortions. Virtually no chance of becoming law.
Milestone.
Republicans, they're slamming the CBO report showing that the Senate immigration bill would reduce the federal deficit as well as grow the economy.
Some Republicans, I think, want a 25-mile high wall or something. Build walls to the moon.
Republicans staging a six-hour news conference.
Woo! Wow.
They have one goal, make their dissent known.
It's time to stop the bedwetting. Put on your big boy pants.
Latest genius Republican man comments on the issue of abortion.
If they're a male baby, they may have their hand between their legs. I mean, they feel pleasure.
He thinks fetuses masturbate, male fetuses only.
You have Don Young up in Alaska referring to Hispanics as wetbacks. Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin.
Here now with me live, Kid Rock.
You want to spray ear to ear across the eyes?
I know you liked Romney last election. You got anybody you like now?
I like the the black guy.
Tea Party patriot hosting a rally today.
We don't trust the government now. Subversive, oppressive. Let's see, what are good words?
It is easy to shout USA.
USA! USA!
I tell you, America has come to D.C.
Abolish the IRS.
Throw it overboard like a box of British tea.
What is it we stand for? Who are we? Life is tough. But it's a lot tougher if you're stupid.
Don't you love the look of liberty? What's up?
It's take your dog to work day.
Take your dog to work day. This ain't no day in the hay.
Have you met my dog, Duke? I wear this suit every first day of summer.
This suit is just unbelievable.
I love the suit. I wish there was a dog. Just be good, Doug.
Call for the resignation of the chief law enforcement officer of this nation because he lied on her oath when he criminalized journalism.
The Department of Agriculture has not heard there's no such thing as a free lunch.
People say today is the longest day of the year. Uh-huh. All the days are the same. They're all 24 hours.
So I'm double fisting at Budweiser.
We're talking about an open, porous border that makes it real easy for bad guys to get across.
Brand new calls to get rid of the IRS.
Allegations of out-of-control bureaucracy.
Abolish the IRS.
I'm ready to shut the IRS down. Government has been way too intrusive.
Well, what do you think? Abolish the IRS. That's what Ted Cruz says.
That is Willow.
Oh.
On a printer.
You're one of the stooges of the left that will always be there to excuse away criminal behavior. You suffer from Bob Beckelitis, which is an incurable fatal condition of liberalism.
This is Willow, again, working on the printer.
Who knew that calling a terrorist, is racist?
Could it be that law enforcement with political leadership like we have is reluctant to look if the suspect is in the Muslim community?
The government's priorities are all out of whack.
Secret surveillance and concerns over what information the government's gathering on citizens.
Big government is getting bigger and more invasive.
Fear, 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 fear.
Tell us about your prayers. Tell us about your thoughts. Right. That's just nuts.
The surprise is that anybody still believes the government anymore.
I'm so glad this isn't smell-o-vision for everyone at home. Wow.
We probably would have no viewers.
President Obama getting out of Dodge.
Where's the president leading? Is he leading from behind?
Well, the president's going to be meeting with this privacy board that nobody's ever heard of before, Bob. Should we take comfort in that?
There's something wrong. There's something sick, and there is no presidential leadership.
You're right, Brian. Maybe bringing the dogs in was a mistake. I mean, you shut up. Know your role and shut your mouth.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
A heartbreaking story to tell this morning. James Gandolfini was on vacation in Italy when things took a tragic turn.
Heart attack kills Sopranos star James Gandolfini. Tony's dead.
Once and for all, it's over.
people are probably at a loss of words.
We apparently all appreciate James Gandolfini for the same reasons, at the same intensity level.
I don't even know why I come here.
James Gandolfini was a fine actor.
He did what he had to do, and he put it all out there.
Maybe one of the great stars in the history of television.
He was a genius.
James Dean-esque.
Do you think it would help if you went someplace so you could rest up a while?
You mean like Vegas?
He once described himself as a 260-pound Woody Allen.
You any good?
Am I any good?
That's very good. That's very funny.
He made it look easy. All great actors make it look easy.
Where's my f***ing money?
Look at me. I'm big.
He was an existential hero.
Nothing short of a TV revolution.
You got no f***ing idea what it's like to be number one.
He worked at a strip joint. He says there he saw everything.
By all accounts, he truly was a true New Jersey guy.
I can't catch a break.
Lots of folks also paid tribute in his home state.
Holston's Diner in Bloomfield.
The booth that served as the setting for the final scene of The Sopranos, there it is, the reserve sign kind of said it all.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Take over for a while, I'll be right back.
Can't you see he's the man? Let me hear you applaud. He's more than a man, he's a shiny golden god. If you think it's time to rock and roll out of control, well then you know you've got to run the block. Cause when you rule, you fucking rule all of the fools out of their jewels. Cause if you think it's time to, rock, he is going to kick your fucking ass. And you know his name is Kyle Gass. Rocking and fucking rolling.
Now know why it's so difficult to speak after Michelle. She's better than me. But on behalf of both of us, thank you so much for this extraordinarily warm welcome. And I want to thank Hannah for introducing my wife. We had a chance to speak with Hannah backstage, and she's an extraordinary young woman who I know is going to do even greater things in years to come. I want to thank two men who I've hosted at the White House on many a St. Patrick's Day for their warm welcome, First Minister Peter Robinson and Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. As our daughters pointed out as we were driving in, I cause a big fuss wherever I go.
And so once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and I fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum?
Golf fans like me had to wait a long 6 decades for the Irish Open to return to the North last year. I am unhappy that I will not get a few rounds in while I'm here. I did meet Rory McIlroy last year, and Rory offered to get my swing sorted, which was a polite way of saying, Ms. President, you need help. None of that would have been imaginable a generation ago. And Belfast is a different city. Once abandoned factories are rebuilt, former industrial sites are reborn. Visitors come from all over to see an exhibit at the Mac, a play at the Lyric, a concert here at Waterfront Hall. Families crowd into pubs in the cathedral quarter to hear Trot. Students lounge at cafes, asking each other, what's the crack?
You say I have turned like the enemies you earn. But I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh my friend, what time is this? To trade the handshake for the fist.
In today's hyper-connected world, what happens here has an impact on lives far from these green shores. And if you continue your courageous path toward a permanent peace and all the social and economic benefits that have come with it, that won't just be good for you. It will be good for this entire island. It will be good for the United Kingdom. It will be good for Europe. It will be good for the world. We need you to get this right. And what's more, you set an example for those who seek a peace of their own. Because beyond these shores, right now, in scattered corners of the world, there are people living in the grip of conflict. Ethnic conflict, religious conflict, tribal conflicts. And they know something better is out there. And they're groping to find a way to discover how to move beyond the heavy hand of history.
And so once again, oh America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and we fall. Oh my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum?
Because hope is contagious. They're watching to see what you do next. You will embrace that task. And to those who choose the path of peace, I promise you, the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will always be a wind at your back. And as I said when I visited 2 years ago, I am convinced that this little island that inspires the biggest of things, this little island, its best days are yet ahead.
You say we have turned like the enemies you earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of your drum.
Taoiseach, I think it's important to take this opportunity to bring a bit of balance into the discussions around the visit of the US President and his wife, given the almost unprecedented slobbering over them that the nation has been exposed to over the last number of days. And it's really hard to know which is worse, whether it's the outpourings of the Obamas themselves or the sycophantic fawning over them by sections of the media and the political establishment. We've had separate and special news bulletins by the state broadcaster to tell us what Michelle Obama and her daughters had for lunch in Dublin, but very little questioning of the fact that she was having lunch with Mr. Tax Exile himself. we had very little challenging of the fact that she's glad to be home. Home, a country that she's been in less than a week and that her husband has very tenuous links in. And of course, the biggest irony of all, the protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose the path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal. He has just announced his decision to supply arms to the Syrian opposition, including the jihadists, fueling the destabilization of that region and continuing to undermine secularism and knock back conditions for women. This is the man who is in essence stalling the Geneva peace talks by trying to broker enhanced leverage for the Syrian opposition by giving them arms, and to hell with the thousands more who lose their lives or the tens of thousands more who will be displaced as this war goes on. This is the man who has facilitated a 200% increase in the use of drones, which have killed thousands of people, including hundreds of children. And you, Taoiseach, you are the one who's turned a blind eye on these activities. You've talked about the G8 being an opportunity to showcase Ireland. But is it not a reality that you have showcased us as a nation of pimps, prostituting ourselves in return for a pat on the head? To be honest with you, we were really speculating this morning whether you were going to deck the cabinet out in leprechaun hats decorated with a bit of stars and stripes to really mark abject humiliation here. So my question to you, Taoiseach, is as follows. What steps are you going to take to follow in the correct statements and the correct decision of your colleague Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore, who voted against the lifting of the arms embargo in relation to Syria? What steps are you going to take to ensure that no weapons for Syria are going to go through Shannon in breach of our international laws on neutrality? What steps are you going to take to showcase this country, not as a lapdog of US imperialism, but as an independent nation with an independent foreign policy, which takes a lead in international diplomacy to outlaw the use of drones, the favourite method of extermination of your friend, Mr. Obama?
Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Robots on the front lines of combat that can act and think for themselves, but it soon could be a reality, and that's something that has the United Nations talking. Here's CNN's Atika Schubert.
A futuristic danger in Hollywood films like The Terminator, now a big enough threat to warrant a United Nations debate. Robotic technology has already advanced to levels that wouldn't look out of place in a sci-fi blockbuster. These robots, developed by the Pentagon, can climb stairs, detect and avoid obstacles, and even correct themselves if you push them around. Robots are getting close to being able to do the physical tasks that we can do and more. It's only a matter of time before they appear on the battlefield. Machine technology is already being used to kill. We've seen that in drone strikes against the Taliban and other terrorist groups. But behind the drone technology, there is still a human being calling the shots. Giving robots the power to make those life or death decisions themselves is what the UN is discussing.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, force it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format. Technologic, 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 technology.
Engineers in China have designed the world's fastest supercomputer, which allows over 33 trillion calculations per second. The supercomputer, called Milky Way 2, has been designed and built in China's National University of Defense Technology.
Supercomputers are used to perform simulations in big scientific projects such as the manned space program and the lunar exploration program. The more complicated and accurate the simulation becomes, the more calculation power we need in a computer.
China's new supercomputer has knocked America's Titan from the number one position, with international experts saying Milky Way 2 runs almost twice as fast as the previous US record holder.
How do you mend a broken heart? Well, in Tianju, the sheep's case, just give him a new one made of state-of-the-art aerospace technology. Scientists in China have developed the battery-powered organ using magnetic suspension and hydrodynamic bearings to produce an implantable third-generation ventricular assist device, also known as VAD. Put simply, Tianju is the only mammal in the world whose ticker literally ticks, and it has kept him alive already for 62 days. Tianju underwent a grueling operation to install the heart and is said to be living life to the full with his new piece of life. Doctors say the device is an important step in cardiovascular technology and could end the suffering for 16 million people with failing hearts in China.
Surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip, unzip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drop it, zip, unzip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, cue it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it. Technologic. 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 Technologic.
Tonight's talk is consciousness, creativity, and the brain. And if you have a golf ball-sized consciousness, when you read a book, you'll have a golf ball-sized understanding. When you look out, a golf ball size awareness. And when you wake up in the morning, a golf ball size wakefulness. But if you could expand that consciousness, then you read the book, more understanding. You look out, more awareness. And when you wake up, more wakefulness. It's consciousness. And there's an ocean of pure, vibrant consciousness inside each one of us. And it's right at the source and base of mind, right at the source of thought, and it's also at the source of all matter.
There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter.
Matter seems like a good place to begin. The solidity of the world seems totally indisputable. As a fixed thing that you can see and touch, your body is also reassuringly solid. But beginning with Einstein, modern physics has assured us that this solidity is a mirage.
All of physical matter, everything we have around us, is the result of a frequency. And what that also means is that if you amplify the frequency, the structure of the matter will change.
The film you're about to see has no characters, it has no people. It is a film to describe to you and explain visually the effect of cymatic frequencies on texture, structure, water, oil. You will see many things that answer many questions. You will see living forms, living amoeba, almost animal-like creatures. You will see continents being formed, the earth itself coming into existence, explosions, eruptions, atomic explosions, bombs. You can see all this and watch it before your eyes. But everything owes its existence solely and completely to sound. Sound is the factor which holds it together. Sound is the basis of form and shape. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We are told that this is how the world began and how creation took shape. If we put that into the modern idiom and say that into the great voids of space came a sound and matter took shape.
We can also use different shapes of plate. Here we have a triangular plate with a crystal attached to its underside and produce a sonorous fit. We change to a higher note and see a rather more complicated figure. We use sand and lycopodium. The lycopodium moves to the center of the fields and takes up circular shapes. The sand forms the lines. Each material has its own special way of behaving. Lycopodium alone, a sonorous figure, transition to a mobile flowing phase, and back again to the figure. The sonorous figures represent stationary waves, but now we can also observe moving waves. Here, the sand is flowing in a current.
What is it that drives the rotational effect in our galaxies? What is it that drives the rotation of the planets? What is it that drives and impacts the rotation of Earth?
In vibrating glycerin, we see continuous waves which form the queerest figures. And yet, the extraordinary things we see here are simply and solely the effect of vibration.
Now, what we've seen up until now are single signals, single frequencies projected into matter. And what you're seeing here now are interference patterns of two or more frequencies resulting in a pulse, the pulse of the human heart, the pulse that drives the blood through the veins in your bodies. What is your heart responding to? Where does that pulse come from?
Quantum physics has revealed what ancient masters knew.
matter does not exist. The concept of substance arose from the philosophy of Aristotle. And from that concept came science's conception of matter. The fact of the matter is that the substance of the universe is consciousness. Belief that the substance of the universe is matter leads to what I call a fear-greed dichotomy, as people in their quiet desperation attempt to accumulate as many material possessions and riches as possible. In fact, the substance of the universe is consciousness. Therefore, it is behavior that is important.
The daily life we perceive with our five senses is not reality. Quantum physics has shown that space and time are illusions of perception. Therefore, our bodies cannot truly be a reality if they occupy this space.
Ernest Rutherford performed an experiment in Manchester that revealed to him the shape of the interior of an atom. Scientists were shocked to discover that the atom is almost entirely empty space. The question then became, how could this empty atom possibly make the solid world around us?
Our true consciousness does not exist in our brains or in our bodies. But this illusion of our individual bodies, along with the misinformation of our true origins, has manifested the idea that we all think independently from one another. With this misunderstanding, it would seem impossible to scientifically explain telepathy, clairvoyance, spiritual mediums, and other phenomena dealing with transferring information between sources without physical means of communication. But when you understand that there is a common spiritual bond between all things in the universe, and that we are all part of one divine intelligence, no phenomena is unexplainable. The blank matter within the most basic building blocks of perceivable existence is malleable and molded by intent. This means that consciousness shapes our reality. This seems difficult to accept for most, and it is quite understandable. In modern times, we are taught from an early age how to think rationally and tangibly. This is a very left-brain method of education, and it has more harmful effects than it's given credit for. The left brain deals with logic, details, facts, patterns, practicality, science, and math, as the right brain deals with feeling, intuition, symbols, images, risk-taking, philosophy, and religion. With a deliberate push for government-controlled educational curriculums, generation after generation of the youth are being taught to focus only on the facts, figures, and numbers. Repetition is used to train children subconsciously to accept what they're learning. Children aren't rewarded for questioning the validity of the information they receive. They are ridiculed. However, the children who blindly accept the information as true and merely regurgitate the information on command when it is time to take a test, those children go on to become the decision makers in our government, law, medicine, business, and every other occupation with power and prestige. The most detrimental effect of being pushed away from holistic thinking with the full brain into a strictly left-brain thought is what is known as the suppression of the feminine. Every male and female have both feminine and masculine qualities. It has nothing to do with man or woman. These are represented by the left and right brain, yin and yang, black and white, light and dark, and most every other duality. Both are vital to our spiritual and physical health. So the intangible parts of our existence, such as emotions, are part of the true reality of higher consciousness. If emotions are part of a realm that we cannot experience with our five senses, then how is it that we are all aware of our emotions? What most people believe to be emotions are not truly the emotion itself. What we are experiencing is the physical manifestation of these emotions. Anger causes disturbance in the psyche, which manifests itself in the ego. These manifestations cause the heart rate to increase, body temperature to rise, and spawn many other physical traits that signify anger. Just as music from the radio is a physical manifestation of an intangible signal, our experience of emotion is the physical manifestation of an intangible signal as well. It has been shown that our emotions have a vibratory frequency to them. Furthermore, there are only two emotions that humankind experiences, fear and love. All other emotions branch either directly or indirectly from these two emotions. Fear has a long and slow frequency vibration to it, while love has a very rapid and high frequency. To show that vibration is the very foundation of existence, Hans Jene developed what is known as cymatics in the 1940s to show that when vibrations of sound are passed through a form of media, there is a set pattern that will follow. When the frequency increases, the media develops into a more complex pattern. This is precisely what is happening to our Earth and to humanity. There are 64 possible codes of amino acids in our DNA structure made from four elements: carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. By any means of logic, we should have all 64 codes activated within our DNA structure. Yet we presently only have 20 active codes.
And of these 64 possibilities, it appears that only 20 of these codes are turned on right now for us, the 20 amino acids. There is a switch that turns off and turns on where those coding sites lie, and that the switch for that turning off and turning on is what we call emotion. And this is the first time that we've ever seen the patterns of emotion directly physically linked to human genetic material. Well, fear is a long, slow wave of emotion. So this wave of fear is a long, slow wave and touches relatively few sites on this DNA. So an individual living in fear is limited to the number of antennae that they have available to them. Whereas an individual living in the pattern of love, this is love in DNA. You can see it's a higher frequency, shorter wavelength. We have many more potential sites for coding along that genetic pattern. This information, this is amazing. This is the first time we've ever had a hard digital link between emotion and genetics.
This is important to understand because another researcher named Vladimir Popanov measured tiny particles of light called photons inside a vacuum tube. The photons were scattered as expected. A sample of DNA was then entered into the vacuum tube and they measured the photons again. They found that the particles of light aligned themselves along the axis of the DNA. Then, as they removed the DNA sample, the photons remained aligned to the same form of the DNA even though no DNA was present. This is what is known as the phantom DNA experiment. Science has now bridged a very important gap between physical and ethereal, or spiritual. Our emotions directly affect the structure of our DNA, which directly shapes the physical world we experience every day. So the messages left by the ancients that we've explained here were more than just prophecies about a one-world government or a new world order. We now understand why the study of the heavenly bodies were so important. The rotation and orbit of all that makes up our universe serves as a clock to map changes and transitions. This helped the ancients understand that the change of the heavenly bodies were a mirror to the changes of all existence.
Ron Sakely, Department Chairman, Chemistry, University of California, Berkeley, showed that DNA acts as an antenna for cellular upregulation. The primary function they taught us about what DNA is about. It's a receiver and transmitter of photons, light and phonon sound. For what? Cellular upregulation, meaning that their water molecules, the pyramid power around the DNA spiral energizing strands, are taking in the spiritual energy of love vibrations and then sending it out for manifesting, precipitating in a quantum field, the physical matter of the body. These are hertz frequencies or cycles per second that the musicians can retune their instruments to play and experiment with. Why? Again, these are the Creator's musical scale, the original solfeggio, buried for 3,000 years in the Bible. So the ancient priests who knew how to levitate the huge stones for the building of the pyramids and the Masonic knowledge that predated ancient Egypt, the ability to have this information, these frequencies, serve the function of creation, destruction, and miracles on behalf of the empowered people who had access to this knowledge. I say that because of this metaphor. This is the difference between the power of our Creator and anything else, particularly evil. That you can go into a pitch black room full of evil, full of darkness, and light a little candle, and instantly that darkness flees. But you can't do the opposite. You can't go into a well-lit room full of truth and wisdom and righteousness and joy and health and harmony with the universal power. You can't take any amount of darkness and go into that well-lit room and have any effect whatsoever. That is the metaphor which I frequently think of when I think that I'm not empowered. It is the greatest lesson for me, and I think for everybody else, to know that we're on the winning side and that we win in the end.
As you are watching this, understand that it is not a fight to be fought. It is not a war to be waged. No gun rights have to be exercised. Not a finger has to be lifted. Most people wonder how one person can make a difference. They ask that if all this is so simple and this information is available, why hasn't someone else conquered their fears and changed the world for everyone else? This is the most difficult and beautiful conundrum to our lives. Your reality affects you and only you.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The bad guys are about to play their last trump card. They're done. They're already done. Okay? We have begun the process of freeing ourselves from all this shit. Bravo. Bravo. We have done what centuries. We are about to do what centuries of human beings have not been able to do, and that is get the big picture and realize that we are all one. That no matter how much we disagree, you're my brother, you're my sister, and there's nothing I can do to change that. We have to figure out how to live together, and in reality, we can live together. We can. It's ridiculous to think we can't. In fact, we have to really work hard at not learning to live together. Okay? War is the enemy. It is not the solution. It has become the enemy. We have technology that we simply cannot control, and we have technology that we don't even know about. Free energy, you've heard Mr. Allen's talk last night. For those of you who are here, there are many others talking about free energy. We have it. In fact, cold fusion has been nailed. It does exist. A program working under DARPA has solved it. And literally for under $2 million, they can build a system that can power a city of 50,000 people indefinitely. It's a done deal. But they're sitting on it. They're sitting on propulsion systems that could take us to the stars. They're sitting on magneto drives that we could put in automobiles that can run forever. Electric cars. They're sitting on this. Even though you paid for it, we built the technology, okay? We don't own it. Private corporations do. But that's okay. That's okay. Because in the end, they won't be here, okay? They're done. Okay? It's all done. Now, what we have to focus on is what we want to create.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh, the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh, the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh, the Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. Then the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. Then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, 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 laugh.
Now, gofindtheothers.com.
All in all, this has been a tough week. But we've seen the character of our country once more. And as president, I'm confident that we have the courage and the resilience and the spirit to overcome these challenges and to go forward as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, everybody.